Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Kyrsten Sinema announced today by video, nonetheless, that she will be changing her party designation to independent, saying that's who she's always been.
We don't spend a lot of time thinking about, is this a Republican idea or is this a Democratic idea? Is this liberal or is this conservative? That's not how Arizonans think.
And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, well, actually in studio today, by KCBS insider Phil Matier and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Mr. Brown, Mayor Brown, shakeup in the Senate. What to make of it?
Well, as of today, you've got to understand, the world of politics have changed so dramatically. Politicians are doing what they think best for them. And that's what she's doing. She's doing it for her.
Well, wait, what makes that so different than in the past, you know?
Well, in the past, you stayed Democratic because you could get elected there. Now you go independent because there are more independents in Arizona than there are people. It's kind of amazing.
Well, you do look at the breakdown in Arizona, and it's about one-third Republican, one-third Democrat, and one-third independent. We're starting to see that shift in California as well. So the old party affiliations can be as much a drag as they are a benefit.
And you got to understand, when people declare they're an independent, they've really thought about it. Most people who are Republicans or Democrats got that way because that's how they were born, or they got persuaded by something like Trump. But independents are allegedly thinkers, and that's what she is trying to demonstrate.
But she's not going to be caucusing with the Democrats.
Well, she probably finds it very difficult to listen full-time to Schumer. As a matter of fact, I'd have a problem with that as well. And believe me, I'm unguess that she is going to hang with Bernie Sanders. But then again, she'll become miserable because he can only create that kind of an environment.
It is interesting, you know, what happened to the days like when you were state assembly speaker and stuff, when you could, you know, as they say, you made a move like this and you got punished. You got given the office, at the end of the hall with no windows. What happened to that?
Oh, hold on a second. In my career as the leader, no one was ever punished. They earned their positions.
And if they crossed you, they earned themselves right down into
part
the basement.
Part of earning is being respectful of the leader.
Okay, so is those days gone now?
I do not know. I'm not there,
not
Phil.
Think so.
I'm still living in the dream world.
Let me ask you something. Would you have done it if you were her?
What?
Gone independent.
Oh, I would count, and believe me, under the circumstances, during the course of that counting, superior knowledge may have inspired me to do something differently.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.